Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in a fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. And as it is, it's Monday, you know. So, it's time to do that weekly recap from The Truth About Guns with Editor-in-Chief Dan Zimmerman. Are you starting to get packed up and everything? You starting to trying to find that suitcase and that favorite shaving kit and all that other stuff?
I've got all that stuff pretty well together. I haven't started packing yet, but the pre-shot preparation has started. Got all the a lot of the appointments set up, and we know where we're going to be on certain days. All the everything that goes into a week-long frenzy in Las Vegas.
Let me ask you this: I probably should have called you and asked you this without being on the air, but. Will I be able to have people come up there to see me that I can interview audio-wise and everything in there? I'm going to come to the press room. I'm not chasing anybody this time round.
Will you be able to have people come into the press room to talk to you?
Yes.
I think they have to have press room credentials to get in. They're pretty strict about that thing.
I can't have them come in to interview them there.
You would have to ask the people there at the desk in the press room, who are very helpful. My guess is they won't get past the door where they've got those little scanners now and scan everybody's badges.
I guess I need to call them before I tote all this stuff out there to pre-record audio. Then I'm glad to ask you that. I'll have to check into that. So let's talk about this Virginia sheriff. This is top of the page. This is one of these ways. I mean, this is one of these things that there's. How do you bypass a law? Because this guy's basically saying, I'm going to put everybody on Leoza, right?
Yeah, he's not bypassing the law. He's going to comply with the law, in fact.
Yeah. Explain what the sheriff's going to do.
Yeah, this is the Culpeper County, Virginia sheriff. His name is Scott Jenkins, and he made some news a month or two ago and said, look, if it comes to it, if the newly Democrat-controlled legislature passes a whole bunch of gun control laws, I'm going to deputize as many people in my county as I can so that they are covered under Leoza and can own firearms they want and carry them and not have to worry about these laws. And he reiterated that today. We're fortunate enough to have Jeff Hulbert, who writes for us. He's the founder of Patriot Picket in Maryland. And he caught up. He was there in the meeting room, for the hearing today in Richmond, Virginia, where the Senate Judiciary Committee passed through a whole bunch of gun control bills, and the sheriff was there and he testified, and Jeff caught up with him afterwards and got some video comments from him, and the sheriff reiterated it. He said, look, nothing's changed. If they pass these laws, I'm going to deputize these people. And that's not breaking the law. That's not refusing to enforce the law. That is using the law to his advantage and to protect the people in Culpeper County. What's more, he said he's talked to other sheriffs since he made his statement, and other sheriffs around the state are going to do the same thing.
Now, who wrote the law? This is something that came from the Virginia legislature, right? The way this thing is structured and everything came from... They have everything in place. They don't have to pay them unless they want to for expenses they might get petitioned for. There's all kinds of stuff built in here to where this just works.
Yeah, I don't know how pay goes. I assume these are... I think he called these associate deputies. I listened to the video and I can't remember, unfortunately, I don't have that in my head. There was, it's like a part-time deputy or something. And,
right.
So I don't, you know, he doesn't have to put these people on the payroll, but he can deputize them. And I'm sure that's covered under Virginia state law. I doubt he's going to be doing anything that violates the law. But he's going to do it, and the law gives him the ability to do it. And until they change the law and say you can't do that, he's going to do it. And I think he fully intends to deputize hundreds of people, and he's going to have people lined up at the Culpeper County Sheriff's Office to get deputized. So,
pardon me, I just can't. I just find this funny. I just find it funny. This is one of those things where they get out there, and I honestly don't think that most Democrats actually look at what's sitting on the books when they start proposing this, because some of these people that are looking for a way around it but don't want to break the law and don't want to be, you know, endanger the citizens of their county, they're sort of geniuses when it comes to finding a way to deal with this, aren't they?
Yeah, it's amazing what you can do when you know the law. And as we've seen time and time and time again, the people who make the laws almost never know what the laws actually say, or they don't know what it is they're legislating. They don't understand the practical effects of what it is they're legislating. They don't know what kinds of guns they're covering when they're crafting so-called assault weapons bans. That's how you get idiocy, like in California, where a thumbhole stock is somehow outlawed because it's allegedly more dangerous than a standard rifle stock. Because you can stick your thumb through the stock and hold on to the gun instead of wrapping it around. I mean, that's just insane.
That's actually a gun safety thing, isn't it? Just being able to hold on to the gun.
Yeah, technically, I guess thumbhole stock would be a little safer because it gives you a better grip on the gun. Yeah, so as we, again, the sheriff, give him credit for knowing the law and being willing and able to apply it, and he fully intends to do that.
That's just funny. Now, around here, right, in the past, with one of these sheriffs around here, I've asked him the question about deputizing people, and he said he would do it. He's also almost crossed the border on saying, and we will hold the county. I'm going to put everybody on the county line.
What does that mean?
Well, I guess it means that he thinks that the feds would be coming for him.
What coming for him on what basis?
Well, if they decided to do a gun ban, this is years ago he was talking about this. This predates the whole, for me anyway, the whole idea of the Second Amendment sanctuary, because back then, a few years ago, this was unheard of.
Mm-hmm.
This would not have been something somebody would have thought of doing. So,
right.
In fact, and it was a purely hypothetical. So, not thinking about the state legislature, but I mean, who would have thought the Virginia state legislature would go this way?
I mean, when you have a purple state that is, you know, right on the edge, and Democrats hold both houses right now, but they don't hold them by much, only about two seats in the House and I think five in the Senate, you know, you get a swing. And when you get a swing like this, the Democrats resolve to do everything they possibly can as quickly as they can and get it in place. That may all fall in 2 years or whatever if things swing back the other way, but they're darn well determined to get it done if and when they can. And they're going to ram this stuff through as fast as they can and let it play out in the courts if they have to. But, they're going to do it. I don't be under any illusion think that this isn't going to happen. This is going to happen. Governor Northam is going to be only too happy to sign these bills into law.
Pretty stupid way to go, though. I mean, they've woken up something they don't understand. But anyway, we're coming up on the first break. At thetruthaboutguns.com, you can find articles like this all day, every day, multiple times a day. There's going to be various iterations, breaking news, pocket dumps, gun reviews, you know, recaps of what was the best of the year. Thetruthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Hollister.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Hollister.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Hollister.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Hollister.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. We are talking to the editor in chief from The Truth About Guns, Dan Zimmerman, and just doing a weekly recap. And, well, let's talk about this thing with the AR-15 lowers. This is I mean, for all the gloom and doom out there, I see the needle moving precipitously in the other direction.
Yeah, this is one of my favorite stories. We ran a story back in October. There was a man out in California who had been charged with illegally manufacturing firearms. He had an 80% lower operation and was helping people make AR or finish AR lowers. He's doing it. He ran afoul of the law somehow. But he fortunately hired a very good attorney. And the attorney, who I talked to on the phone, read the law that describes what a firearm is. You know, how many attorneys actually do that? And as your listeners probably know, an AR-15 receiver is unique. And law describes a firearm as a receiver, is that part of a firearm which houses the hammer, bolt or breech lock, and firing mechanism, and which is usually threaded at its forward position to receive the barrel. And the ATF, of course, has deemed the AR lower as the firearm. That's the serialized part. That's the part you have to pass a background check to buy. You can order an upper through the mail. It's not a gun, technically. It's the AR. The ATF has magically designated the lower as a firearm. Well, as you probably know, an AR-15 lower does not have a bolt or breech lock, and it's not threaded at its forward portion to receive the barrel. It, therefore, is not a firearm according to the letter of the law. And that attorney argued that in court and won. And when the judge ruled that way, said that the defendant had not manufactured firearms, the case was magically dropped. The ATF prevailed on him, and they could, because they didn't want that ruling out there saying that AR-15 lowers aren't firearms. But word got out. CNN wrote a story about it at that time. And then today, the AP is out with another story saying this is a growing problem for the government. More and more defense attorneys are hearing about this, and they're getting their clients off. They described the latest one is in Ohio. Some felon used a straw purchaser to buy 50 lowers. And he was in possession of 15 of them when he was, I guess, raided by the ATF or local police or whatever. So this is a felon in possession of what the ATF deems to be firearms. But this guy had an attorney that had heard about this case and read the law, and he persuaded the judge that an AR-15 lower is not a firearm. Therefore, his felon client did not buy firearms. And according to the AP story here, the case rests on the ATF's claim that the components were legally firearms. Judge James Carr called that a plainly erroneous reading of the law and said the agency has a duty to fix the problem. Misapplying the law for a long time provides no immunity from scrutiny, the judge wrote. The ATF has a major problem on its hands here. So we wrote about it again today, and
So does this mean if I buy a lower? Now, are we talking about 80% lowers or just lowers already cut out or just full
any
lowers?
Lower.
Any lower.
Technically, AR lower,
yeah,
according to the letter of the law, is not a firearm. Now, that doesn't mean when you go into your local gun store that they're going to sell you one without making you fill out a 4473 and pass a background check, because as far as they're concerned, they've got to comply with ATF regulations, and the ATF still deems these things to be lowers, at least for now. But if you somehow found yourself in trouble for possessing that AR lower, I would certainly point this out to your attorney.
So this means, theoretically, is this something they can change? Is this have they been running afoul of the law all this time? Does this mean that Dimitri Karras can sue them out of existence? And he doesn't even own Ares Armor anymore.
You know, I don't know. If I were somebody who had some sort of a judgment or penalty against me, for possessing AR lowers in the past, or if I'm sitting in jail right now for that, I'd certainly try to do something about that. Again, the U.S. code says it's got to have these characteristics to be a firearm receiver. And obviously an AR lower doesn't do that. The law needs to be changed. Now the question is, what will constitute in an AR a firearm? Are they going to make it an upper and lower together? Does that mean all uppers and lowers are going to have to be serialized? Are they going to change it to just be the upper? At some point, somebody's going to do something about this. Somebody's going to hit this bill.
What does this mean about bump stocks? They've been classified as machine guns.
Yeah, that's a whole other story, and that's winding its way through the courts now.
Yeah.
Because a bump stock clearly isn't a machine gun by anybody's definition. I mean, the ATF can wave its magic wand all at once, and nobody's going to say that that's a machine gun under any definition. It obviously doesn't have a receiver, therefore
listen,
it can't have a hammer, bolt, breech lock, firearm mechanism.
Hang on for me. I'm laughing so much that I've lost track of time. We're coming up on the next break. Dan and I are having way too much fun right now, way too much fun. So we'll continue having fun when we get back. To find out what Dan does, go to thetruthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Oh, wait a minute. I'm a minute early.
Oh,
hey, Dan, I just shut you up
yeah.
for no good reason. So where are you staying? Where are you staying in Las Vegas?
Oh, that's a super secret, need-to-know basis.
So you're staying at the Venetian then, right?
No, I wish. We.
I'm staying at Treasure Island.
In fact, that's where I am, too.
A lot of people are at Treasure Island this year.
Well, it's right across the street.
Yeah, I know. It's very, very convenient. Very, very convenient. So
yeah,
we ought to have breakfast and lunch. And although I guess now all I got to do is roll around my two cases of video equipment. I'm going to call NSSF tomorrow and find out about that. If I can't have people come to the press room, what am I doing there?
Yeah, I don't know. You're going to sit and park outside somewhere and do that.
Nah, I'm not doing that. That's just too much like work. This time we'll really be back. This is Lock and Load.
Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democratic presidential hopefuls are spending their Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. holiday by campaigning in South Carolina. Former Vice President Joe Biden says President Trump has undone the progress that was made during the Obama administration.
We have a president who embraces white supremacists, who rips families apart at the border. We have to defeat him, but it's not. We can't. We have no alternative. None.
The Department of Homeland Security under former President Barack Obama did separate illegal alien families at the U.S.-Mexico border, although it was done on a case-by-case basis. President Trump's attorneys are calling the impeachment charges offensive to the Constitution. The legal team also says the Senate needs to speedily reject the articles of impeachment and acquit President Trump. That Senate impeachment trial is set to begin on Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. I've heard those spots before. I just can't decide whether those are public service announcements or what. You ever flown? Talking to Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com, have you ever heard that spot about the pilots? Did you hear that playing?
No, I was trying to figure out. I was reading something and then it caught my ears, so what they were all carrying. What was the product for? What was their ad?
I have no idea. But every time it plays, I'll have to call and ask about this, because every time it plays, I just get a kick out of that. I mean, you know, it sounds like it's from part of the cast from Airplane?
Airplane, yeah.
Roger. Roger that, Victor, and you know, all that other stuff. It just sounds that way to me, but I mean, it just tickles me every time I hear that. I would love to hear that. I would love to hear that getting on a plane.
When I fly out to Las Vegas on Sunday, I'd love to hear what the pilot and co-pilot are carrying. Just because I'd be fascinated and that made me comfortable to know that they, in fact, are carrying. That would be good. I know that pilots can do that now. So that would be nice.
Although I have heard it's very difficult for them to do that.
Yeah, I don't think that many airlines encourage that. Some may even prohibit it, but I know that the FAA now does allow that since 9/11.
I think they should all be doing it, but that's besides the fact. Spartacus has fallen by the wayside. R.I.P. Spartacus.
Poor Cory Booker. Yeah, he never really caught fire, did he? He's really good at standing up in congressional hearings and making a ruckus and getting in front of the cameras with histrionics and all that, but he never caught fire in terms of his presidential campaign. And he was one of the most anti-gun candidates left in the field, probably the most.
Is it safe to say that these one-dimensional guys that come in here who are not as well known, right? And Spartacus, despite him dating Rosario Dawson and all this other stuff, he just wasn't that well known, right? And when they're coming out there and their centerpiece is gun control, that doesn't seem to play very well, does it?
Yeah, I don't know if his centerpiece was gun control. He wasn't as focused on it as an Eric Swalwell or Robert Francis or Rourke was, especially when their campaigns were really dying and they're getting desperate. But he did make it a major plank of what he was doing. The problem was he didn't know what he was talking about, and he went after Pete Buttigieg because Buttigieg was talking about a mandatory buyback situation and called that essentially confiscation. Corey didn't like that at all. He says when you call buyback programs confiscation, you're doing the NRA's work for them. You know, it's terrible when you call something confiscation that's actually confiscation. You can't have that. You know, truth in advertising, you know, that yeah. doesn't work well in the Democratic primary process. He loved to misrepresent how easy it was for Americans to buy guns. You know, he said it was easier to it was harder to buy a book than buy a gun, things like that, to the point where even the Washington Post called him out on it, gave him, I don't know how many Pinocchios for that. That was good. And then my favorite, which is something he did repeatedly, is he said, look, if you need a license to drive a car, you ought to have a license to buy a gun. And that just shows a blatant misunderstanding of the Constitution, either intentional or...
I didn't realize you had to have a license to buy a car. You have to have a license to drive a car.
And to drive a car, yes, exactly. He said if you need the license to drive a car, you ought to have a license to drive. In fact, I'm looking at a tweet that he put up right now. He said if you need a license to drive a car, you should need a license to own and operate a gun. I'll get this one done as president. The difference is, of course, that... keeping and bearing arms in this country is a constitutionally enumerated right, right there in the Bill of Rights of the Constitution. There is no right to drive a car. There's no right to use public roads. That's a privilege. And the government is allowed to create standards and tests for exercising that privilege. And they can't license that privilege. They can license that privilege. They can't license the right to own and operate a firearm. They can't license the right to vote. They can't license the right to exercise your religion of choice or not. There's all kinds of things they can't do as set out in the Constitution. And he failed to make that distinction time and time again. He was blatantly disingenuous about that, but he figured that the people who were following him or who might follow him were just too stupid to make that distinction. We aren't, and we pointed it out time and time again.
What does that say about the constituency for the Democrats? That they're counting on them to be stupid. What does that
say?
Well,
it says it's more about the candidate that they count on them. They are hoping that they will be too busy, you know, running their lives, you know, working, going to school and all that, to stop and think and say, yeah, really, I should just be able to go out and buy a gun. I should have to get the government to create a test that I have to pass in order to buy a gun and protect my family. And when most people stop and think about that for 5 minutes, you know, they reject that.
Yeah, who's giving the test? That's all I need to know. Who's giving
that
test?
Who's writing the test and who's giving the test?
Yeah.
Exactly. So all that inspired to sink Booker's campaign. And he's not the only one. I mean, we've had a rash of them here this week. Marianne Williamson went down. Julian Castro went down this week. And I don't think it's unrelated to the fact that Daddy Bloombox himself has spent $200 million in the last 7 weeks.
And where's he polling?
On his campaign.
Where's he polling?
Not terribly high, but I think he's driving a lot of these lesser candidates out and winnowing the field. And he's got this unique strategy where he's bypassing the first four primaries. He's not working on Iowa. He's not working on New Hampshire, South Carolina.
All the things that need. All the ones where you get blown away. I mean, his message, he can spend every dime he's got, and his message is not going to change. Although I will say this, when Julian Castro dropped out, I was surprised it took him that long, just because I thought he was the stupidest of the Democratic.
Yeah.
I mean, did you see he wanted there to be a law to guarantee reproductive rights to trans men.
Trans women.
See, I don't even know how to keep up with this anymore. I don't know. which, what, you know. So
I know a trans woman is not likely to get pregnant, from my understanding.
But they have. He wanted them to have reproductive rights, even though they don't have a womb, they get reproductive rights. When I saw that, I was like, "You got to be kidding me!"
Yeah, I know.
Who are we pandering to here? I've seen stories where they have these trans couples, which I don't even know how they know which one, you know, we're going to have to go back and do an investigation just to try to figure out where everybody started. But that's all beside the point. Julian, he was the dumbest one out there. But he was a catcher, so it's not surprising. But this time, I actually have this correct. We're actually coming up on the break. So the truthaboutguns.com. This is a website that has been around a while. And as such, what they do is they bring you the most breaking news out there and get it to you before anybody else does. Literally before anybody else does. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Is Lock and Load. And we are talking to the editor-in-chief from the truthaboutguns.com. Just out of curiosity, I haven't asked you this in a while. I mean, the new year, new you. What is your carry gun nowadays?
I'm most often these days carrying a Springfield Hellcat.
I don't know that much about the gun. I have seen, what is it? It's a double stack, but it's a compact pistol. Is it sort of like in the vein of the Sig P365?
Exactly.
Okay.
And it's a micro compact. It is extremely small and extremely compact. I used to carry and still own a Glock 43, which is also a very good gun, but in virtually the same size. I can now carry, I think it's 12 plus 1 rather than 6 plus 1.
Yeah.
It's hard to not do that.
Yeah. Hard to justify not carrying more ammo, having change left over in a gunfight or however you want to put it. I'm going to probably have to go stop by Springfield and go check that gun out because I've heard a lot of stuff about it, but, anyway.
Yeah, I've been very happy with it. I mean, it comes with night sights for $30 more. They have a version that's drilled for a red dot sight, although I don't carry that way. It's great. I mean, I own a very nice commander size 1911, which I carry from time to time too, just because I love that gun and I love carrying a 1911. But most often, that's it. What are you carrying these days?
It's like musical chairs. I'm very enamored of, very much enamored of the, Sig P10. I like the P10C because I think, although I do have the P10F and I have shot the P10S, I like the P10C just because it is the, You know, it's 15 rounder, but it's a bigger gun than the Glock 19. Although I have rediscovered Glock. I've been carrying a Glock 45 a little bit, just trying to, you know, okay, so these are better. Let me see. I don't really believe it. Okay, let's get a little proof here, you know, that kind of thing. If it's after we, you know, turn Soleimani into, you know, chunky dog food, I started carrying the STI Staccato P.
Yeah, that's a great gun.
I mean, you know, 20 yeah, with a 140 millimeter magazine, you got 20 rounds on tap.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just thinking, like, I don't know. So I'm, as far as a, I mean, you know, 1911s. If I right now I have the Thunder Ranch by Nighthawk that Clint Smith designed.
Oh, very nice.
My goodness. See, that was going to be the thing. I was going to have Clint Smith come into the press room, but now I can't even get him into the press room. This makes me mad.
You might be able to. I don't know that you can.
I'm going to call them tomorrow to find out. I got to find out because I've got a whole studio here that I was going to break down and bought a special case just to put it in. I bought special mics to keep. You know, this makes me mad. Anyway, NRA suggested to the people, the good people, the good gun owners of Virginia, that they go and crowd into the rooms as they start these hearings. And let me ask you a question. Does this remind you of Colorado in any way?
It did in terms of Magpul airlifting a bunch of magazines in. That was certainly similar. But, yeah, the NRA put the word out that today was the first hearing of the Senate, the Virginia's Senate, I believe it's the Judiciary Committee, on a number of gun control laws, and wanted to make sure that gun rights supporters were there. And they turned out in droves. I think they had 1,000 people there. Again, the NRA worked with Magpul and actually had a bunch of magazines that they were handing out to people, to a number of the attendees to thank them for being there, which, of course, triggered a lot of people on the gun control side. Every town tweeted about it. The CSGV was freaked out about it, saying it was an intimidation factor, and it was horrible, as if legislators, even Democrat legislators who know nothing about guns are going to be somehow intimidated by a little plastic box somebody's carrying. They had it probably went as well as anyone could have expected, and they packed the hearing room, and the members of the committee heard testimony from an awful lot of gun owners today. Not that it did any good, of course. Virtually every gun control bill they were considering was passed out on a 9-to-5 vote, party line vote, which of course everybody expected, but that doesn't mean that you shouldn't be there and make your point heard.
So, and I don't know, but does Virginia have a mechanism for recall elections?
I don't know that. That would be good to know because you mentioned Colorado. Of course, Colorado does.
Tim Knight, the former NRA board member who was one of the grassroots people that went to Colorado, instead of going to SHOT Show this year, he's going to Virginia.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
So. Right, and that's because on the 20th, the Virginia Citizens Defense League is holding their annual lobby day. And that is expected to draw a huge crowd, anywhere. Estimates between 10 and 25,000 people are going to be there.
Let me ask you a question about this now. And I'm not trying to embarrass anybody here, but the Virginia Civilian Defense League, that's run by Philip Van Cleve. He was part of the Borat scandal,
yes,
which happened between election cycles, but it happened before this last election cycle. Do you think that the damage that was done, which there was, he wasn't as bad as, like, what's that guy's name, Dan Morgan, or Larry Pratt, for that matter, but do you think the damage that was done with regards to Philip Van Cleve, which was basically him aiming at a camera with a gun with a bunny, like a bunny, a bunny rabbit plush toy hollowed out and laid over his gun to make it all cute and fuzzy. Do you think that hindered him in any way from being effective?
It certainly doesn't seem to. The VCDL has done a fantastic job in rallying the gun owners of Virginia. And
since the election.
Since the election, yeah. I don't know. I wasn't paying attention enough to know what they did in advance of the election. My understanding is that the fact that both houses flipped had much more to do with a lack of organization and effort on the part of the state GOP than anything else. I don't know how much VCDL could have done about that at all.
And in the last election, that same grassroots group that was in Colorado went there and fought Bloomberg, who spent $2 million trying to flip two Senate seats, which is what he basically did in this last one.
Mm-hmm.
And this time the VCDL told them that they were not needed.
Yeah,
Those grassroots people. So
yeah, not aware of that.
Yeah, maybe they thought they had it. I don't see anything nefarious in that. I just sort of see it sort of a little short. I would have every hand. I'd be out there if I needed five people and 51 to come. I'd be like, come on. So you know. That's just me, though, because I intend to win at all costs, no matter what it is. I'll even sacrifice my hair, and Dan knows what my hair looks like.
Yeah, mine's about the same.
Yeah. Well, yours, but you got more of it, though. Anyway, I guess I'll be seeing you on Tuesday.
Yeah, I will be there.
Yeah. So, and I'll find out whether or not we're recording or not.
Sounds good.
And I'll let you know about that. Anyway. TheTruthAboutGuns.com. That's where Dan does the work. Go check him out there. Lots and lots of information put out daily. Thank you for joining me, sir.
Thanks for having me. I'll see you next week.
Roger that. Coming up next, it's just going to be me and you. We're just going to continue on with the rant. Although I really want to know about that spot that was coming in when we in one of the breaks. That was just hilarious. I need to find. I need that. Hour number three. Coming up next.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.